Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
11 a.m., phone lines are open. Cody, out here producing via social media, has a really good idea. Let's do this as a segment tomorrow. When did you know this Commanders team was legit this season? For me, it was week three in Cincy, but I think a lot of people have a lot of different answers. I believe in tradition. I believe in continuity. I believe in consistently delivering for your audience. I think that's how you build an audience. I think we have an audience. Continuity declares our guy Jupe leads us off. What up, Jupe?
What's going on, fellas? Yes, sir. Hemethy Daniels done did it again. Y'all know what time it is. It's time for that victory ritual, baby. Let's all hit the Ric Flair.
Woo!
Hey, I'm calling in from Vegas. I got to hop off the line because I got to get ready to go on this meeting, but I had to call in and do my thing. So I'm going to holler at y'all fellas later.
Love all right, you, brother. Take care, appreciate man. Appreciate you, buddy.
All right.
I won't be offended. It is Jupe's thing, but he has created it to the point where I was actually looking forward to that this morning. And if other people want to hit the Ric Flair all day, they're welcome to. And to try to push us in the right place, I think the least Ric Flair-ish dude I know is White Brian. So let's get White Brian on the microphone. White Brian, I know you're a Giants fan, but I think at least for your...
Hey, Malik Nabers was at the game cheering for the Commanders.
At least for your employment, I imagine you were rooting for the Skins last night.
Yeah, I like Jaden Daniels. I had a bet for him to win the Heisman last year. I bet on him to win the Rookie of the Year this year.
Hell
yeah.
I'll
probably take him to win the MVP next year.
Hell yeah. All right. I have a feeling White Brian's going to be awful at the Ric Flair. Does anybody think otherwise?
Yeah.
Landfill, do you have any faith in White Brian hitting the Ric Flair here?
I'm going to be honest. I do not.
All right, White Brian, you're up.
Woo!
Better than I thought.
Yeah.
Better than I thought.
Little subdued.
Yeah, that White Brian, his pulse is barely active. He's a low-key dude. He didn't like when I started making fun of his hair, though. Mike is in Gaithersburg. What up, Mike?
What's good, brother? Yeah, right here with my man, witness right here that I had the honor calling Doc Walker and telling him what you call it, that the Redskins, and I'm not even a Commanders fan, that the Redskins were going to win the game against Tampa Bay. Because I had already texted it when they got Lattimore that they were going to get to the second round, Detroit deciding their fate. I'm sorry, I'm not going to win the second round, but I had already knew Jaden Daniels was the best player in the draft and everything else. And he was going to tell AWOD, you know what I'm saying, that I had predicted that they were going to win, and I told him how Ohio State was going to win the championship. I told him the Notre Dame game against...
Mike, I got no idea what you're talking about, dude. Land this plane for me, bud.
I had predicted the scores of what you call it back when they made the trade for Lattimore, the quarterback.
I love it.
From New
What's
Orleans.
The score going to be in Detroit, Mikey?
Detroit is that I don't always predict scores, but I say it's going to be 42-24.
All right, we got to go. Have a good
day. All right, bro.
Yo, Levin, what the hell was that?
I don't know.
Listen, either call in and hit the Ric Flair, or I don't. The guy was talking about Ohio State. Elite phone screening. That's all I got. Ryan is in Connecticut. What up, Ryan?
JP, B. Mitch.
What up, baby?
I got to tell you, I'm one of six kids, all Redskin fans. I got seven aunts and uncles, all Redskin fans. I was 37 years old. I was there for the B. Mitch days. I have the vice. The vice is the Washington Commanders. Guys, it means more to us. We have gone through so much pain and suffering. Last night was one of the best nights. All my family together, JP, I sent you a video of us all celebrating together. It was a one-of-a-kind night, and let me tell you, this team seems like a team of destiny. We're going to Detroit next week. We are going to punch them in the mouth, and we are going to shock the world. And once we beat Detroit, we will have no choice but say we have a chance to win a goddamn Super Bowl. Someone hit a Ric Flair for me, please.
Woo! Hell yeah. That's the call we're looking for, Ryan. Thank you, buddy.
Let's go, boy. Let's go.
All right.
Folks are fired up, and they deserve to be, man. Also, if anybody's paying attention, shout out to Dulles Airport's Twitter account.
Dulles Airport is going at Tampa.
At Dulles _ airport. So Tampa Airport out here talking trash. Tampa at Fly TPA said, good morning to everyone except the Washington Commanders, to which Dulles responded with the kissy face emoji. And Dulles just tweeted out, for anyone who needs to know, both United and Delta offer nonstop flights to Detroit. One thing I enjoyed, I finished out the show on Channel 4 last night. We showed the pirate ship in the end zone, which makes just a ruckus throughout the game.
It got me in pregame.
Yo, they got me bad. The cannon shots before to enter the red zone are so stupid. And I just said, that thing ain't making any more noise this season. And I enjoyed that. Fred is in Bristow. What up, Fred?
Hey, guys. I'll tell you, just to give you some perspective from a guy who's 74 years old, I've been a Skins Commanders fan since 1962. And all I can say is this has been literally a miracle season. I'm totally in awe of what has happened this year. And it really wouldn't surprise me if they did go on to win a Super Bowl this year. They've played mistake-free the whole game, almost the entire game. They didn't drop the ball. They did everything I was hoping they could do, and they were in the game at the end. And this team is clutch, and I don't mean just Jaden. I mean the entire team.
Totally.
It's just unbelievable when you consider everything that's happened. With the new coaching, the new staff, only three assistants were kept of the entire coaching staff, and the whole front office has changed. I mean, it's a miracle. I'm in awe.
All right.
That's a great call, man. I appreciate you. And I think, hell yeah. That was more werewolf than Ric Flair, but we'll take it.
You'll take that.
It was a little Warren Zevon-esque.
That was the Rick Wolf.
That was Red Wolf.
That was the Rick Wolf.
Whatever. Shout out to that guy, Fred Bristow. He's so right, though, about the clutch play. Dude, Eckler, Diami Brown. Who had Diami Brown five for 89 with a touchdown last night? Yo, I mean, and Diami has largely been kind of a two-song cat, right? He can get deep on you, or he's really good in the screen game.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, he was hitting intermediate stuff all over the field. And there is a belief in that locker room. Somebody will step up when you have to. And that's a powerful thing, man. I said, I feel like 6 weeks ago, this team's got warts. There are nits you can pick, but they got guts and they got a quarterback, and that's a dangerous combination.
Hell yeah.
Let's go to Jay in Columbia. What up, Jay?
Me, Mitch, and JP, how we living, man?
We're living, man.
Good, baby.
We're living on very little sleep, a decent amount of vodka, and a little bit of nicotine.
Hey, we still here, though, my man. Look, though, man, again, I'm 22 years old. Bro, I done been through it with Rex Grossman, John Beck. I done been through it ever since I was a little kid. It is a beautiful day in Commander Country, man, to finally get a playoff win since the first one since 2005 when we walked into their trap and took it over again yesterday. Like, that was a beautiful thing, man. Jaden just doesn't look rattled. He reminds me of myself, like, I talked with you the whole game, but at the end of the day, I'm going to put that dagger in you, and that's what he did. Defense, man, you know, when we needed a turnover, we got it. And, you know, I feel confident against Detroit. I really think that we're probably going to have to treat the Detroit game similar to how when we played Cincinnati earlier in the year, because this might be a shootout. But I feel like if we get one or two stops on defense, they don't want that because we didn't punt the ball yesterday. Don't nobody want to go against this offense right now. I'm glad we won, JPB Mitch. Let's go into Detroit. Let's shock the world, baby. Yes, sir.
Appreciate you, Jay. Thank you, buddy. Listen, if you are a Commanders fan that's on cloud nine right now and you think, yo, we're going to go to Detroit and beat them, good. That's how you should feel. That is absolutely how you should feel right now. Don't don't let anybody yuck your yum, man. Like, enjoy it. Now, I am getting live reports from the Tampa airport.
What do you say?
Chris G is listening to the show. I imagine he's on the Odyssey app from the Tampa airport, living his best life. My man Ken W, I don't even know how you're doing this. He's listening to us on a flight somehow. He said, I'm already on the flight home, but I just ordered from the stewardess. Drew Cohen, I find this shocking, B. Drew Cohen says it's a recovery day, and he's taking it easy.
I don't know about that, Drew.
Maybe he went for it pretty hard for a few days. I don't know. Mad Hatter from the airport says, most are too hungover and barely making flights to be drinking right now.
Man, these dudes are crying. Grown men, bro. This thing is special, boy.
I had people texting me last night that they were emotional. And I understand. How about this? I just saw this tweet. Ryan Kerrigan, obviously legit blood, sweat, and tears to this organization. One of the least humanist facets of the Rivera era was to run Kerrigan out of town and make him spend that final year in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
They did it to you. They did it to him. Ryan Kerrigan's wife, Jess, posted this to her Twitter account. She said, Ryan's been in the league since 2011, and last night was his first playoff win ever.
Wow.
Makes it even sweeter. It was with the
Yes, it does, man.
Isn't that crazy?
Bro. Hey, I sit there and I get a chance to talk to some of these dudes, bro. And listen, that feeling that when the old dudes seeing these guys, what they're doing, we feel like we're part of it, man. You know, it feels good to see them winning because that losing stuff wasn't good, dog. We've covered a lot of games, man. Have you ever got feeling like that?
Nah.
Special, bro. Special.
London Fletcher Stan says, I was on the 7 a.m. flight out of Tampa and multiple people were drinking Michelob Ultras at the gate. Lanville, did you happen to notice the cost of a Michelob Ultra at Raymond James Stadium yesterday? I think 48 posted the picture of the bar costs.
What was it?
You want to guess?
$14.
One guess at 14. B, did you see this or do you not
know? I didn't see it.
You want to guess what a Michelob Ultra will run you last night?
Michelob Ultra out there, yeah, $15.50.
$15.50. Jeffrey, what you got?
$16. Ain't that what it is at FedEx? I'm picturing they the same price.
White Brian, how much you pay for a Michelob Ultra?
$17.50.
$18.
Damn.
For a Michelob Ultra. Here's what I will never understand. Somebody help me understand this. 48 posted this picture. It's $18 for a Michelob Ultra. A Bud Light is $16.75. Who the hell on the planet's paying an extra dollar and a quarter for a Michelob Ultra?
And Michelob Ultra, the people that are watching their carbs.
So you think the people that are buying an $18 Michelob Ultra at Commander's Bucks are the people watching their carbs?
Hey, they'll say it. They'll fake it.
The other question I have from this, if you want a cocktail, they have a lot of options, right? B, if you want a premium single cocktail, it's $19.
Uh-huh.
A premium double cocktail is $25.
Give me the double.
Who the hell's not getting the double?
Give me the double all day.
$6 more. I mean, just a percentage play on that, right?
Yeah.
I find a lot of this.
I walk up, they would automatically know. Here you go, sir. Double.
Yo, this dude's in Tampa, Jeff? DC yep. Superfan?
Yep.
All right. DC Superfan, you there? You're still in Tampa?
Yeah, get it right. DC Superfan, baby. What's up, JP?
Where are you B-Mix, at?
What's up, player?
What up, brother?
I ain't nothing in the, sitting on the balcony. Victory Monday puffins. Can I say that on the radio?
Yeah, we say whatever we want. So do you live down there or are you at a hotel?
No, I'm at a hotel. My flight a little late. I'll be back home a little later.
Okay. So what did you do last night after the game? I was curious what people did because it was pretty close to last call by the time we got out of there.
Oh, man. We was parking lot pimping. We stayed in the parking lot for a little while. That's what I did. So there's a lot of Redskins fans that's hanging around. We were just doing it all, hanging around.
Yo,
they put us out of the stadium because we've taken so many pictures. They put us out of the stadium.
Yeah, I saw it. Dude, when we were both doing our shows, the cops kind of came through, and you kind of said something to them.
I said, man, they pissed off. We whooped that ass. That's why they get to go. No, man, we got to go home.
We got another job.
Thank you for the call, brother. Appreciate you. Safe travels home,
y'all
okay?
Have a good one, baby.
All right, brother.
All right. Show update, Brian.
What's that?
Normally, this week, we would be at, I'm saying this for everybody to hear, so there's no confusion where we're at, okay?
All right.
Landfill, Jeff, White Brian, listeners, everybody. Brian and I will be in Ashburn Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday this week.
Okay.
Okay. They just sent the schedule out. I thought we should clear the air.
Hey, he told us this time.
Dude's parking lot pimping. I like that. Did you hear when those fireworks went off last night?
Where?
Were you still there? I don't know if you were still there.
Man, no. I don't remember no fireworks.
So we were doing I think I was still doing Sports Final on NBC4, and there was like...
We were inside for a bit.
Oh, nah, I think you might have been, I don't know. But I wonder if it was Commanders fans letting fireworks off, because it was a lot of fireworks, loud. Oh, dude, look at this picture, B. You know our guy Rusty from Delaware that always texts and calls in?
Uh-huh.
This is him with his son
last
night.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. He posted that, yeah.
I love that, man. Last night, the thing about sports and why it starts to matter so much is that inevitably it makes you think about other moments in your life. And yeah. The last time they won in Tampa, I was at that stadium. Me and my boy Peace 2 went down there. We ended up taking a photo with Clinton Portis's mom. I posted on my Instagram last week if anybody saw it. And I remember, I just remember calling my dad that night. You know, going to go to Seattle, and he told me I was an idiot and all these things, right? And you can't help but get emotional.
You wasn't wrong about that, but go ahead.
and I know what you said yesterday, what the date was for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, my mom's birthday was yesterday, man. That felt good, brother.
Bro, you just... Sports are a contest between men on the field, and you root for them for either side for whatever reason, but it makes adults emotional because of the feelings and emotions it reminds you of. And I think last night was just such an obvious, awesome example for a lot of different people. And I hope everybody, whether it's your kids or your parents or your cousins or your best friends, whatever it is, I just hope everybody got to enjoy that. And you know what? You got another chance to enjoy it Saturday night in Detroit.